Alright, let's build a clean Amen style call and response riff from scratch in Ableton Live 12, with proper jungle and old school D&B energy. What we're making here is not just a looped break, we're making a drum phrase that talks to itself. One bar asks the question, the next bar answers it. That call and response shape is a huge part of jungle language, because it gives the listener movement, tension, and release without needing to throw too much at the mix. It's perfect for intros, drop openers, break down to drop transitions, and those little mid-drop switch-ups that keep a tune alive. Start by setting your tempo somewhere around 170 BPM. You can go a little slower or faster, but 170 is a really safe old-school jungle sweet spot. Then create a two-bar clip, because we want phrasing, not just a four-to-the-floor loop disguised as a break edit. Think of bar 1 as the call, bar 2 as the response. That's the basic architecture. Now bring in your Amen break. If you've got it sliced already, load it into a drum rack. If not, you can work with the audio directly and edit on the timeline. Either way, keep the hierarchy clear. The snare needs to be the anchor. The kick supports motion. The ghost notes add chatter. And the hats help the groove breeze. Don't let everything fight for attention. A good first move is to make the first bar feel slightly unresolved. Leave a small gap. Remove one obvious hit, or let one slice be quieter than you expect. Then make bar 2 answer with a different gesture. That might be the ghost snare before the main hit, a tiny, reversed slice into the downbeat, or a slightly busier hat pattern. The important thing is that bar 2 is not just louder. It has to change rhythmically. What to listen for here is simple. Can you hear a question in bar 1 and an answer in bar 2, even before bass comes in? If the two bars feel basically identical, the phrase is too flat. Jungle lives on contrast. Even a tiny change in one kick or one ghost note can make the whole thing feel like a real performance. Once the phrase is working, start shaping the break with Ableton stock devices. A really practical chain is EQ8 into saturator into drum boss. EQ8 first, just to clean up the useless stuff. High pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz so you're not dragging rumble around. If the break feels boxy, ease a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If the top end is too sharp, tame a narrow area around 7 to 10 kHz instead of dulling the whole thing. Then add saturator. You don't need to destroy it. Just a few dB of drive can help the break stay audible when the bass comes in. If the peaks are getting edgy, soft clip can help keep things under control. After that, drum boss can add a bit of thickness and attitude. Use drive with restraint, use crunch sparingly, and be careful with boom unless you really want to rebuild the low end. For this kind of jungle riff, the goal is density, not mush. Why this works in D&B is because the break has to survive a loud bass line, lots of arrangement movement, and club playback. Saturation helps the mid-range speak through the mix. The snare stays audible, the ghost notes stay alive, and you still get that sampled, slightly raw break feel that old-school jungle needs. Now focus on the call bar. This is where a lot of people overdo it. They try to fill every gap because solo drums feel too simple. But in a real tune, space matters. Let the call breathe. One strong statement, maybe one small interruption, and then a little pocket of silence or tension before the response lands. That negative space is part of the groove. It makes the answer feel bigger when it arrives. The response bar should change the rhythm, not just the level. Try adding a ghost snare just before the main snare, or shifting one kick a touch earlier, or dropping in a tiny fill at the end of the bar. You can also let the hats chatter a little more in the second bar. The aim is to make the second phrase feel more resolved, or more aggressive, depending on the mood you want. What to listen for now is whether the response bar feels like a proper reply, when the drums are looping on their own. If you barely notice a difference, go back and make the contrast clearer. In jungle, the listener should feel that the drums are evolving, not just repeating. For extra atmosphere, you can create a second layer with auto filter and either echo or reverb. Keep it subtle. This is not about washing the drums out. It's about creating a shadow behind the main break. Low pass the texture layer a bit. Automate the cutoff slightly between the call and the response, and maybe use a short, messy echo tail or a tiny room reverb. The main break stays upfront. The texture sits behind it and gives you that haunted, sample depth. A very useful workflow is to duplicate the break and process the copy more heavily while keeping the original clean and punchy. That gives you parallel dirt without losing the transient. The dry core keeps the snare leading the phrase, and the degraded layer adds age and grit underneath. That's a classic move for darker jungle, because it gives you attitude without sacrificing clarity. Once the riff is sounding good, bring in a bass placeholder and check the interaction. This is where the reality test happens. The drums and bass have to share space. If the bass is masking the snare, you'll know it instantly. If the kick and sub are arguing in the same low end zone, the groove will feel cloudy. Usually you want to keep the breaks low end controlled and let the bass own the true sub. If needed, trim some low clutter around 80 to 180 HE and maybe reduce a bit of body around 250 to 500 HE if the mix starts feeling crowded. And definitely check it in mono. That matters a lot. If your main groove only works because of stereo widening or phasey effects, it's going to fall apart on club systems. The core break should stay strong and readable in mono. A width should live in the texture layer, not the main phrase. Another thing that helps a lot is giving the riff a real arrangement role. Don't just build a loop and stop there. Think in sections. Maybe the first two bars are a filtered tease. Then the bass enters and the response gets more weight. Maybe every 4 or 8 bars you add one extra ghost note or a tiny turnaround fill. That's what makes it feel like a track element instead of a loop exercise. DJs and dancers respond to phrasing. They feel when a section is moving somewhere. A great trick is to automate auto-filter opening over a few bars, then let the full range hit on the downbeat. That gives you a proper release, without relying on big risers or cliché transition effects. Jungle tension often works best through subtraction and re-entry, not endless buildup. Once the groove is working, commit it to audio. Print the break. This is a big workflow win, because once it's audio, you can think like an editor instead of endlessly tweaking MIDI notes. Now you can cut a tiny gap before the response snare, reverse one slice into the bar line, duplicate a ghost note for a quick fill, or automate a small filter dip into the last hit. One strong edit is usually more powerful than 5 random ones. At this point, if the riff feels alive, stop chasing cosmetic changes. Ask yourself a simple question. Is the next move structural, or just a tiny adjustment? Structural means a different hit, a different gap, a different fill, a different response shape. Cosmetic means another half dB of saturation or another tiny timing nudge. If the groove is already speaking, don't overcook it. And here's a useful reminder. The first version should usually be less busy than you think. Solo can fool you. A break that sounds a little simple on its own can work beautifully once the bass, atmos, and effects are in. If you keep filling every space, you'll lose the drama. In jungle, the empty slot can be just as important as the hit. If you want to push it further for darker or heavier DNB, focus on contrast and density rather than just distortion. Make the call bar a little sparser and the response a little more active. That creates menace. Let the snare stay fairly dry and upfront so it can lead the phrase. If you want more grime, darken the texture layer instead of killing the whole drum bus. That way the core stays readable while the edges get murkier. For a second drop version, you can always escalate slightly. Add one extra slice in the response, shorten the turnaround gap, or push the saturation a little harder. That kind of evolution keeps the tune moving without rewriting the whole idea. So the whole process is really this. Set the tempo. Phrase the amen as a conversation. Keep the snare dominant. Make bar 2 truly answer bar 1. Process it with control. Test it against the bass, and then commit to audio once the vibe is there. The result should feel like a proper jungle statement. Clean enough to read, gritty enough to hit, and alive enough to tell a story. Now take the 15-minute practice exercise and do it fast. Build a 2-bar call and response amen riff. Keep the main snare clear. Make bar 2 different by at least one real rhythmic move, and test it with a sub drone. If the drums still feel like they're talking to each other in mono, you've got it. Then push yourself one step further and make 2 versions, one cleaner intro or drop opener, and one dirtier evolution for later in the track. That's the sound. Tight, controlled, and full of jungle character. Build it, loop it, and let the break speak.